KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Supporters of slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk arriving in Glendale, Arizona, ahead of his memorial tomorrow at State Farm Stadium. The president expected to be there, as well as this man.
I'm just going to say he was a brother that I never met.
A man taken into custody Friday at the stadium after acting suspicious. Turned out he had a gun, charged with carrying a weapon into a prohibited place and impersonating a police officer. Airports across Europe seeing long lines at counters after a reported cyber attack on computers. Police investigating a shooting at Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas Friday. Gunfire appears to have struck some of the hotel's windows and sent one person to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Russia carrying out massive drone attacks in Ukraine with a barrage of missiles as well. The Estonian foreign minister has called for new sanctions against Vladimir Putin's regime, saying Russian military jets violated its airspace Friday, just a week after Russian drones entered Polish airspace. This is ABC News. Defense attorneys urging a judge to bar federal prosecutors from seeking the death penalty in the killing of UnitedHealthcare chief Brian Thompson.
Luigi Mangione's lawyers arguing that prosecutors prejudiced his case by turning his arrest into a Marvel movie spectacle and by publicly declaring their desire to see him executed. His attorneys are fighting to have his federal case dismissed, seizing on Attorney General Pam Bondi's declaration prior to his April indictment that capital punishment is warranted for a premeditated, cold-blooded assassination that shocked America.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. San Bernardino County officials in California say a young boy was swept away in a mudslide.
Officials confirmed that the two-year-old did not survive. His body was found after a 20-hour-long search after he and his father had also gotten trapped in floodwaters in Barstow. The father was rescued and he was hospitalized, but unfortunately, the two-year-old boy did not make it.
It's ABC's Melissa Dunn. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
These West Texas sunsets remind me of sun as we burn to both. On my third cup of gas station coffee, tasting last night's cigarettes, my poor heart beating like a drum. Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Miner's daughter in an old coal town. Pray that my dreams might carry me far from this city that's been holding me down, somewhere far across the sea, far away, far away. Pray that my dreams might carry me. Without heavy heart, I could make a brand new start somewhere far across the sea. Was a fine spring morn when he waltzed right in, his smile shining brightly across the room. For a fleeting moment, I could find my hope in him. He could take me far away real soon. Far away, far away. His smile shining brightly across the room. So I took his hand at the promise of a man who could take me far away real soon. From starting life anew, it was far from perfect, but I learned to hide my scars far away from all I ever knew. Far away, far away. Rosy eyed from starting life anew, I buried all my doubts in my voice inside that house. Far away from all I ever knew. Outside my room, free from any burden on the ground. When he took to drinking, oh, then I surely knew I needed to get far away somehow. Far away, far away. Free from any burden on the ground. Ain't no glory in this life being a drunk farmer's wife. I needed to get far away somehow. Far away, far away. Pray that my dreams might carry me. In the middle of the night, I let my dreams take flight to carry me far away and free. Somewhere far across the sea.
Right. Spine Stealers. That is that's with Ross Thorne. They just came through not too long ago on the Ross Thorne tour. Ooh. That's their new song with him. Before that, we heard the Spine Stealers' West Texas Sun. That is a double dip here on Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr and Jane.
Hello.
We're reunited, Terry and I, finally.
Reunited.
And look at right now. Once again, it's Rocker and his rockin' queens right
yeah.
here.
So where Jane, tell me where the Spine Stealers are playing, because they're doing some show at like Cave of the Mounds, right?
Oh, yeah. They're doing the Halloween event there on October 25th from 7 to 9.
In the cave.
Apparently,
how
yeah.
cool is that?
Is that crazy or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I love that I mean? A lot. Yeah. Yeah,
and then next month, like the month after that, they're going to be opening for The Last Revel at the Majestic Theater on November 14th. That's from 7 to 10.
Wow.
Should be fun.
November 14th, and then the Stoughton Opera House.
Oh, yeah.
On the 15th. Well, they're really making the rounds. Spine Stealers are so good. You know, they're from Sun Prairie.
I did not.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now I want to know more, and I want to see them.
Well,
live.
We had them here in the studio live, and
when
they were playing for
it.
Us, yet they were telling us how they were just like kind of friends living near each other in some period during the pandemic, and they started having campfires in their backyard and
oh,
started
cute.
Writing music, and it just has progressed, and now they're like literally like a touring band. They didn't even know how to play music, and so, I mean, it's crazy.
This is the best story.
Yeah, they are a great story.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so is this story still available as a podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go search it out. civicmedia.us/MaxIncRadio. It's up there.
That is great. Well, congratulations to them for making a dream come true. Wow.
Yeah, they're really getting around everywhere. Like, I've seen them on every venue's poster for any event coming up.
Jane, you had your birthday this week.
Oh, yeah, that was on Tuesday. I just turned 20.
Nice. And you got a scooter?
Not yet.
A scooter coming?
Yeah, sometime soon. I'm going to be getting one of those.
I assume it's one of those battery powered that can go like 50
yeah, one of those,
miles
yeah,
an
those
hour.
Stand up ones, yeah.
Oh my gosh. All the kids in our neighborhood have it. And we live on a carriage lane. So they have races.
Yeah.
Up and down the carriage. And we sit on our deck and just watch them. Vroom.
Whoa.
Vroom.
Wow.
It's crazy. Wear a helmet.
Oh, yeah, of course I
okay.
will. A scooter helmet.
A lot of the kids yeah. don't, so. Hmm.
Now, Terry, you
yes,
haven't
sir.
Been around in a while. Where have you been? Where in the world is Terry Barr?
I'm trying to think. This has just been a summer, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
I have a nephew who plays baseball, and he always has to try out for this traveling team. And he's made it the last 2 years, which means he travels all over the state to play other teams.
Wow.
So he's so good, and he's so cute, and he's growing so fast. I have to go see him. So I did a lot of that this summer. Lots of baseball. Brewers as well. We went to Cincinnati a couple weekends ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was, again, the Brewers were in town to play the Reds in Cincinnati. So we had a great time with old friends that we used to work with. And then Hailstorm happened to be there the next day.
Oh, yeah, I saw your video.
Just happened to be there.
Just happened. And at one of my favorite outdoor venues, River Bend
wow.
in Cincinnati. It's kind of like Alpine Valley, but smaller. Very cool. Huh. It's right on the river. I don't know. There's nothing to dislike about it. So,
wow.
Sorry. I've missed
well,
you guys.
We're glad
you're
back tonight.
You're so glad.
We have a great show tonight.
Yes.
Artifacts is going to be here talking about painting abroad, murals, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Beautiful.
The Skin Tones, drummer Anthony Leskinen, he'll be in studio. And Pete Ress, guitar player, he'll be on the phone telling us about a flurry of shows that they have coming up this fall. And then live from the Mad City tonight, the Mascot Theory is here in the studio. The full band, full drum set. We got it going on tonight.
Can I just tell you, and you know this rocker, but Jane may not. I had the opportunity to sit with Eric Chellin from the Mascot Theory and listen to their brand new album. We're going to get a little taste of it tonight. He played it front to back. And he said that's how it's meant to be heard.
Yeah.
One song. Yeah. You know, old school listening.
Even in an album, right? Side A,
yeah.
side B.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what they're going to do at their October show, both in Appleton and here in Madison. But I'll tell you, it gets you. It gets to you. Especially listening to it that way.
Oh, yeah.
And I refuse to tear up, but I I just cried when it was over. Well, and Eric didn't know what to do. He's just looking at me like, oh, boy.
Well, we'll have to break out the tissues.
Let's get some tissues.
We're going to break out the tissues for tonight because it's going to be a tearjerker. Well, you also came out to see me last week. I played with my band Iron Plow. It was the comeback show.
Yes.
At the Crucible.
And what I want to know is, how did it feel for you?
Oh, man. It was incredible.
You were so happy.
I was. I was actually, I usually don't smile, and I caught myself smiling a few times while I was playing.
Oh, I caught you smiling, too. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it was pretty good. You know, got through it, and I, you know, stood up, and I'm like, well, you know, it worked.
You did it!
Let's go on.
Isn't there more coming up?
There is more coming up. You know what? Iron Plow will be opening up for the Black Moons, actually, at the Annex in the Regent Street, on Regent Street. That's in the red zone, I should say. It's going to be great because we're going to be with Groove Society, Embers Rise, and Fitz Piston from Baraboo.
Ah.
The Black Moons, really fun three-piece.
Mm-hmm.
And later, we're going to actually hear some new music from Fitz Piston. We have one of their songs as well. But right now, I got to do it. We're going to be playing Iron Plow this Sunday.
Yep.
The show starts at 6 p.m. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I enjoy playing.
Now, let me ask you this real quick. You played your first show back since last year.
Yeah. Yep.
And you played a benefit.
That's right. For John. Big John.
And he's a drummer.
Right.
Unfortunately, diabetes. Right.
Mm-hmm. And he hospitalized for a year.
And he lost his arm.
His leg. Yes.
So he can still play drums.
Right. Well, that was what it was about, because he was trying to get a prosthetic for his leg.
Oh my gosh!
You know, he had an amputated above the knee, so and so if he can get a prosthetic, he could still play. He's still playing now.
Minus
one instrument there, but
right.
You know, it's going to be great to see him get back, and it was a lot of fun, and
I was really
proud to kind of get up there and use my comeback show to, you know, drag people down there in great numbers.
And people came
crowd.
Out. Yeah. And, so,
you know,
thank you.
UW Health was there
filming,
you know. Terry, you knew the UW Health guy.
Yeah. Shout out to Don Cady, photographer extraordinaire. Absolutely.
Former news guy, right?
Yeah. Worked with him at Channel 3.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. That is so fun.
Yeah.
So that was a great
small
show.
World.
It's small world. Well, hey, speaking of small world, Iron Plow, I happen to be in that band. I'm the drummer. Let's check it out.
Hear
this
it.
This is a song about your friends who may not be here anymore. We Fly Divine. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Hi, I'm Beth Killey, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Looking pretty and talking trash, sweet smile and evil bad. All the vultures descend, not a perfect specimen. She's green, but oh so bright. Such a sad, sad scene. But I still wanna believe. Radio is alive and well. I ain't got time for your kiss and tell. Watch it grow, might die on the vine, you know. Sometimes you gotta thin the crop. Run her over with your car, another fallen shooting star. You never quite made it to the top. Another time, another day.
Beth Killey Band, that is radio. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. I am here with Terry Barr
Hello.
And Jane over
Hello.
There in the control room. And Hey, where is Beth Keeley playing? Is she playing Willie Street Fair coming up?
She just happens to be tomorrow.
Oh.
I believe she's playing at 1:45.
Nice.
And she is on a stage of all women-fronted bands.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Ha-ha. That's a different way to do
it. They have some themes going on this year there.
They really do. They have an all-just DJ stage.
Yeah.
They have the women-fronted bands.
Tribute stage, too, isn't it?
Yeah, how about that? That's different. Very, very different. Let's see. Also tomorrow they have kid stage, folk stage. Those are kind of typical. They have the wart stage. Dana Perry, our friend, is going to be on the wart stage.
Yeah.
But along with Beth Keeley, we have Blythe Gamble opening up that stage. I think, oh boy. She's
female vocalist of the year, right?
Yes. And she's got that early like 12:30 slot.
Uh-huh.
Mm, yep. But yeah, Blythe, the vocalist of the year. Then Beth Keeley. She's won a million Mama Awards. Linda and the Zeros. We've had them on the show.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking about them later, I think.
And it's so much fun. And Willie Street is kind of, I hate to say it, it's the last official, unofficial festival of the summer.
Well, now there's the Northside Festival.
Is there?
What's that one? I forget
True
the name of it. True North.
Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah. Yep. And they're trying to feature, again, some local bands, but then isn't it like Puppy?
Pokey Lafarge.
Oh, that's going to be good. And then lots of local food.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At Warner Park.
And that's the end of September.
Wow. Yep. That's pretty cool.
But Beth Keeley, you can find her out and about with everybody. You know, she's with Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets.
Yeah.
They're playing a lot lately. Then she's got her own band. She does solo shows. She also plays with Eric Chelland, who we're going to hear tonight with his band, The Mascot Theory. Mm-hmm. They still have a little duo. I don't know. And then when she's not doing all of that, she has a studio.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. We have another little band in 1 second we're going to hear from with her. But just to let you know, right up around after the break, we have our interview with Auda. Audafacts.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to hear about mural painting and DJing and Spain, maybe.
That sounds
maybe.
Maybe. I hope so. We'll be sure to ask.
I still have time to hear about Spain.
We might have to keep her for an hour.
Well, now Terry, this next band we're going to hear, John Messina was the guitar player.
Indeed,
we just had him in the studio here, and then Beth Keeley. What was this band, and what do you know about them?
This is a trivia question, isn't it?
Is
Clear
it?
Blue Betty. First time I saw them was at a Madison Area Music Association award show.
Oh.
And then I met them, and I'm thrilled they're still my friends. Oh. Even though they've all gone their separate ways. Yeah.
Well, let's listen to a throwback from Beth Keeley with John Messina.
Oh,
this was their band, Clear Blue Betty. Keep me away from myself. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. From myself.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turtle Island is Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Try ethnogenic products like Magic Mushroom Chocolate Bars from Silly Farms with five flavors, including favorites like Cookies and Magic, Wavy Wafer, and Strawberry Milkshake. Grow your own? Turtle Island has all-in-one, easy-grow systems. It's Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary is now two locations on East Johnson and State Street in Madison. Find them online at shopturtleisland.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. Green and Gold Football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
That is Tinhead, and we have Artifacts in the studio right now. Artifacts,
great way to start it.
I've never heard of Tinhead before, but Artifacts has been on a unique journey that started with a voice in her head telling her to paint, but it had to be big. What better place to start than the streets of Europe's, where Artifacts discovered painting on walls was her passion. Now, Artifacts creates inspirational public art, creating large-scale murals for clients and community partners. And here in the studio with us tonight to talk about passion, murals, and being a DJ is Artifacts. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay!
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, we were just... confounded by Tinhead, but you guys were all...
Don't say we. That was you.
We were all dancing. We were. It's true.
Dancing. It happened. I was mesmerized. Who is Tinhead?
Tinhead is, so I used to own a record store many, many years ago. So
here in Madison?
It was in Milwaukee.
Okay.
So, and it was actual vinyl. And during that time I met my friend Tinhead, and he lives in Madison. He's a producer and DJ and makes amazing beats. So
Good stuff.
I DJ some of his stuff out. So yeah.
I think we got to keep that in the rotation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was really fun.
It's fun.
Uh-huh.
It's our new bring it in bed. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Artifacts, voices in your head told you to paint, and that passion led you to Europe. Tell us your backstory. I mean, who is Artifacts, and how did you get started?
So,
voices in your head?
Okay, let me clarify. When I said voices within, those were voices with the voice within my heart, not my head.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, so the voice within my heart, there's a map within our hearts. All of us have it. And mine was screaming that I should paint. So I've been an artist since birth, basically. And that's just who I am. But I grew up in a time and place where it wasn't a profession that was encouraged. I still hear, wow, this is what you do? Like full time, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I'm an artist, you know? When is this going to be accepted? So,
Do you have a degree to fall back on?
I do not. I am a self-taught artist, so that is part of my story. So, my parents were trying to make ends meet, and it was really hard because I wanted to go to art school, but they couldn't afford it. And being that art wasn't really encouraged as a profession, I didn't know what to do with my life. So I was very lost, and this is going to sound grim, but I thought that work was something that you did until you died, and you know, that was it. You didn't enjoy it. Mm. So I thought that dreams were reserved for people who had money, you know, people whose parents had money or people with money. And I wasn't allowed to have them. So I said no more. And I finally listened to that voice. And I encourage other people to do the same. So I knew that journey that brought me to the streets of Europe where I was painting wasn't just for me. It was for everyone. It was for everyone to discover and hear and listen finally to that voice within their hearts.
Yeah.
No matter what it's telling you to do, it doesn't have to be telling you to do something crazy, like give up everything and go to the streets of Europe to paint. But are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you doing something that makes you happy? And if not, why not? Start listening to that voice.
We are hearing from Artifacts tonight, and I'm already enjoying this conversation. My uncle worked at a paper mill his entire career after the Navy. But I remember his retirement party, put up his glass in a toast and said, I hated that job every single day, but I'm done. And if any of you feel that way, please change what you're doing. So you are bringing this art to life. You're bringing your story. What was it like to be able to go to Spain and paint murals in spaces all over the place? I mean, did that solidify with you that, yes, I can do this?
So it wasn't that I got to go to Spain. I made it happen.
There you go.
So that voice in my heart said paint, and everyone thought I was crazy. I sold my things, and I listened to that voice because my first painting that I made as an adult was 6 feet wide by, I think, 3 feet high, and it wasn't big enough. I wanted to go bigger. So I found a cheap place in Barcelona that I could stay in. And back then they were cheap, you know, don't try it now, but I found a really cheap spot to stay. And I didn't know people who painted there. I was guided by my heart and intuition solely. And I'm like, I'm here to paint. I'm not going to give up. And that first day that I was painting street art, so there is a difference between street art and murals. So at that point, I was painting street art. And that first time that I was on the street painting, I was home. You can't explain it when your destiny is unfolding within you in that moment, and you know it and you feel it. And as I said before, I knew that I wasn't just doing this for me. This was a journey for so many people. And now it makes sense looking back, but I wasn't allowed to give up. I wasn't going to let myself give up. And it's been great. It's been real hard, though. I'm not going to act like it hasn't been difficult, because it still is a lot of times. I mean, I'm heartbroken, you know, some days, because there's so much effort put into what I do to get the job done or even get that work. And it's crazy, but yeah. I'm still doing what I want to do and what I love and what I'm passionate about. And it shows, and people see that. And they don't just see what I'm creating, but they're seeing what I'm doing and why I'm doing it.
Yes.
And that makes a huge difference. Like you were talking about your uncle,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's just.
When I'm having a bad day, I think about that story.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Think, okay, I am fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And it, as you said, it can be tough some days. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lighten it up, though.
Yes.
What about the craziest place that you've ever had to paint?
Oh, my goodness.
Were you hanging upside down? Were you doing in summers? I don't know.
Yeah. My real student art name is Batman. No, I would say, you know, now that we're talking about it, one of the craziest places has been jail. I was not incarcerated personally, but I was working with the men in jail, but also, I would say an abandoned tobacco factory in Madrid, Spain.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was incredible. There were just caverns upon caverns of this incredible and not so incredible street art, and graffiti. And as I was spray painting, the wall was blowing apart onto my face and my body because it was just ancient dust, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it was incredible. And then people think about this and they glamorize it, but there were drug addicts outside the door shooting up. I was warned, keep everything on your body as you're painting. So there are not, I shouldn't say a lot of stories like that, but very unique stories like that where, yes, you have to watch yourself and trust your intuition in those moments, of course.
I think you could write a book after all of your adventures.
I am writing a book.
Okay.
Did you actually know that? Because, yes.
I did not.
I am writing a book about this
journey.
Oh, I
can't wait to read it.
Seriously. Yes. Okay. I'm presently writing a book.
That is excellent.
Yes.
I'm glad.
Yes.
Why Spain?
So I have always been drawn to Barcelona since I was a kid. I mean, it's another piece where I feel like that map in your heart tells you, you know, and you feel at home in certain places that you travel to. And I had been there once before. And when I was there, I felt like this is me. This is an expression of me. And just the architecture and the art that I had seen growing up, I had always wanted to go, and when I did go there, I was inspired by some of the beautiful street art. And when I wanted to paint bigger, it was like that. I just knew. Yeah. I just knew I have to go there and I have to paint.
And you did it.
And I did it.
Wow.
And everybody thought I was crazy. And that was a time when...
Well, aren't they the fools?
And it was a time when murals were not popular yet in the U.S. So that is another layer where people were... Or street art, you know? It wasn't hot to be a street artist at that point. It was like... No, seriously, are you going to get a job? Like,
where can we see your art around town? Do you have some stuff up?
I do. So I actually, if you want to check my website, there's a great record of the stories. I do a lot of community work in addition to working for clients or companies, etc. So, and I do public art as well. So I work with a fabrication firm and we create art pieces together, but I have under the Monona underpass on at the end of Monona Drive, those waves. That one.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have a couple on Monona Drive. I have a couple on Atwood, Ohio Tavern. I decorated the outside and inside.
Wow.
And, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of all of the other ones. It's like when
so
someone
what,
asks
what
me,
is your website so we can kind of find them?
It's audifax.com. That's AUDIFAX.com. Yeah, and then Rusty Bee Lounge, Art right. House 360 in Verona.
You play as a DJ at the Rusty Bee Lounge in Fitchburg.
I do.
Is that correct? And,
yeah.
You have a bunch of upcoming shows. Tell us about mm-hmm. those quick. What
yes.
dates?
So I typically, so next Saturday, I'm going to be playing there from 7 to 11. And so that is on, I believe it's the 27th, next Saturday.
Yes, 27th? I believe so. Yeah.
So the 27th, I'll be playing there. And I usually play there the last Saturday of the month. On Halloween, though, we're going to have a party. So it's going to be on Friday. On Halloween, the 31st, we're going to do a costume party. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be amazing. It's a great spot if you haven't been there.
Yeah.
We're just going to have a blast. So that's going to start at 7 p.m. I'm sure we're going to go later than 11. So it's going to be nuts. You got to come out.
I also want to ask you real quick about, you know, Instagram is great for photos, obviously, mm-hmm. and photos of your work.
Yes.
You gave us your website. Audifax.com. Sorry about that. AUDIFAX.com. What about Instagram? Are you on there?
Yes. Oh, yes, great. I am. And I also just finished a piece in Sun Prairie for a mural fest. So definitely check that out. So that's the latest on my Instagram, which is Audifax Art. So just find my hashtag or my at Audifax Art, my name on there. It's the same for Facebook, Audifax Art. So, yeah.
We will share all of this with
Please
all of
do.
Our listeners. Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Oh my gosh. What a wonderful conversation. Please keep doing your art.
I shall. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming in to talk with us.
Of course. Mm.
All right, Audifax, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
So
right now, we have another song from a local band that we call Porky's Groove Machine. This is Sad. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's go boogie.
was another great one from our old friends, Porky's Groove Machine. That was sad. I mean, the song,
and it's not sad at all.
It wasn't sad, but it's called sad.
Have you ever seen them live?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you would love it. They put on such a show. They wear all kinds of different costumes. And by costumes, I mean costumes. Some are dressed like a dinosaur. One guy dresses like a hot dog.
Oh,
it's
my goodness.
It's so funny. And they don't stand still. They're running around on the stage. And
I bet. Like, with music like that, I don't think you really can stand still.
They had me block the crowd for them at an Atwood Fest in Madison a couple of years ago because they didn't want to start on stage. They started like a block or two away and then kind of brought the party down the street. And we were all trying to just, you know, move the crowd over. And the crowd's like, what is happening? Because you don't see that very often. It was fun.
Oh, well. Yeah, I hope we have them back sometime.
Yes.
Because we need to hear more stuff like this here in Madison.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Like good mood music, even though the song was called Sad.
Yeah. Yeah, and Artifacts. Wow. It wasn't, like, she was last minute. Like, both of our interviews that we were supposed to have tonight canceled last minute.
Oh, yeah. But, it happens.
Yeah, it just happens sometimes. But we just managed to get the wonderful Artifacts in here.
Incredible story. Mm-hmm. And I was teasing but serious about her writing a book, and I'm so happy to hear that she is. And if you're just tuning in to Max Inc. Radio tonight on WMDX 92.7, we're going to have that podcast of our interview with Artifacts. And we'll share it out on our socials. It'll be on the website. And I think you'll want to listen. I think we really enjoyed learning about her.
Yeah, I think so, too. And coming up at 7:30, the Skin Tones are going to be in here tonight for a little interview. Wait, what's... Yeah, they got a new album coming up, I think.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, at 8 o'clock for the full hour...
You're live in the Mad City.
Ah, the Mascot Theory is here with us tonight. Woo! Just before they actually officially release their album. So, it's a special night.
Yeah, yeah, you got to get a little sneak peek of it, didn't you?
I did, and I will tell you, and you'll understand as they explain kind of the story, it is a listen from front to back kind of album.
Isn't that all albums?
It's supposed to be, right? It's supposed to be, but often when you listen to an album, you might have your favorite song, and you keep playing it over and over and over. Mm-hmm. In this case, the whole listen is meant to tell you a complete story. And as you listen...
So it's a concept album.
It is, Jane. Yeah. You go. And honestly, we sat there. I believe it's 35 minutes long. And Eric and I did not speak to each other through the entire listening. And it just blew me away. It did.
I bet. So we're going to be seeing you right after a double dip. That's coming up, Double Dip. Horace Green, Double Dip with Horace Green is coming up.
Ooh, yeah.
Just after this break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Jane. That's Terry.
Hello.
We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations?
92.7 WMDX. Smart talk without the suit and tie.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A mask ban in California. Governor Gavin Newsom signing a law today, making his the first state in the country to ban federal law enforcement from face coverings. Faces and badges now need to be seen. Newsom says it's in direct response to immigration raids taking place in his state.
These masked men had no identification. These masked men did not provide any information, name, badge number, hidden from accountability. Any transparency, any oversight.
A cyber attack has caused massive problems, delays and cancellations at key northern European airports. Most problems at London's Heathrow, Berlin's Brandenburg and Brussels airport in Belgium. Tight security planned at the memorial service for Charlie Kirk, the conservative activist killed while speaking in Utah. Tens of thousands of supporters expected to pack an NFL arena in Arizona tomorrow. A man with a gun arrested in the area, charges of impersonating a cop as well. This is ABC News. The holiday